It is time for Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme as we say goodnight to the man, Sluggy Dan. Good my night,
name,
Sluggy.
My name is Greetings. Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. The crop over season is fastly approaching. And I absolutely love it. First though, before we move on, I want to take your calls. I want to know how you're feeling about crop over 2023. You feeling the vibe yet? You feeling the spirit yet? You're in the crop over spirit as yet.
You're in the crop over mood yet. You're ready for the season. You're looking forward to Soca 4.0, or you're looking forward to the Pick of the Crop finals, or the Junior Monarch finals. You miss Bridgestown Market. When you're looking forward to Bridgestown Market, when I don't miss it anymore. I want to know how I'm feeling about crop over 2023 and every single thing. But first, let me salute the legend, Anthony Gabby Carter. Right, Honorable 75 not out. Gabby have a concert tonight, Ollie, at 8 p.m. at UWI, KFL, under the tent. The performers like Bit and Rudy Boyce and Tony Grisette, Richard Stout, Jamal Slocum and Edwin Yearwood, Blood, Mighty Griner, Ray Plastic Bag, Dance in Africa, and Yolan Holder, TC Nikita. You know, a whole host of creatives and entertainers coming out to support the legend Gabby. Matt Fingal is the MC. I absolutely love it. Arturo Tapping, Dr. Nicholas Branca, and Mike Seeley. Jeez, on, bro. Listen, boy. Back by the Barbados Police Service Band. My God, boy. That is a show and a half. Listen, if you can, tonight, get out, go out. Support Gabby. That is a show and a half. 8 p.m. tonight, UWI. It was 75 pre-show. $100 at the door. So please go and support UWI, KFL under the tent. 75 knocked out. Gabby in concert under the distinguished patronage of the Honorable Prime Minister Mia Amor Morley. So I want everyone to go and support that. All the whole things, man.
Fantastic, Sluggy, fantastic.
Yeah, just working hard as usual.
Working smart. Yeah,
smart. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Because salutes to the NCFC, they have a showcase tomorrow, a cultural showcase tomorrow at the BWs. It's about you, family day and picnic, May the 1st, at the National Botanical Gardens from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And they saw online that is free also. You know, which is great, a cultural showcase, absolutely free. And it have African Afro beat, street dance, stick licking, landship, maypole, tuck banner, flute routines. That is in National Botanical Gardens, May 1st from 6 p.m. Big ups to the NCF. I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving this. Family Day and Picnic. Barbados Workers Union. It's about you. Family Day and Picnic. National Cultural Foundation presents a cultural showcase featuring intangible cultural heritage community performances in African Afrobeat and street dance. Stick licking. You're getting landship and maypole. Tuck banner flute routines. And so much more. Absolutely love it. That's May 1st from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the National Botanical Gardens. And then remember tonight, Gabby have his Gabby in concert, 75 not out. You know, Gabby's batting strong, boy. You know, getting down with the age, 75 years old. We got to treasure these moments. We got to treasure these cultural icons, these legends that we got, our stalwarts. We got to treasure these moments we have with them. Right now, document as much as possible. And I think we need to come out as much as possible and support them. And support them even more now during this time. So salutes to the two legends. 434-1790. Give me a call. 434-1790. I want to know how you're feeling for the crop over season. I want to know if you're feeling the vibe. If you're ready for the season, what you're looking forward to most. What you're not looking forward to most. The changes you like. The changes you don't like. Call and let me have an honest conversation. Or you can give us something from Junior Monarch. Are you taking a piece of Junior Monarch? You could do a Junior Monarch review too. Let us know how you're feeling about Junior Monarch. And I understand I got the Junior Kuduma this year as well.
We're going to step back a little bit, taking some music from the mighty Bit-Bit.
I'm
Yes. Yes, that is Bit-Bit. That is Bit-Bit. I want to hear my loyal Junior Monarch supporters. I'm looking forward to Junior Monarch this year. Remember, the ages are 7 to 18 years old. 7 to 18 years old. The deadline for Junior Monarch. The deadline for Junior Monarch is May the 5th. The deadline for Junior Monarch is May the 5th. Visit ncf.bb. Visit ncf.bb. Visit ncf.bb. ncf.bb and go on registration forms and make sure you sign up between the ages of 7 and 18 years old. ncf.bb. Go on registration forms and sign up. I want every single primary school, secondary school, tertiary education, community group, community district. I want every single one between the ages of 7 and 18 to go and register. Go and register the NCF this year. Be coming into these schools with teams. They've got a complete creative team to help you with writing, help with arranging, to help with voice and performance. So there'll be a team from the NCF coming into all these schools and with a whole creative team that if you want to sing, we will link up with the writers. If they've got children at the school that like writing, we will show them how to write, help them with the songs as well. If they've got children that sing and write, or children that just sing, the children that just write, we've got a whole creative team working with all the schools to make sure that everyone have the chance to enter Junior Monarch, and everyone that enters, we're gonna make sure that they're up to a certain standard. So I love that this year is all about development, and I love the creative teams that go into the schools. So big up to the National Cultural Foundation for that. May 5th is the deadline. May 5th is the deadline. I'm absolutely looking forward to working with the Junior Monarch this year. Like last year, I had a ball last year. Absolutely loved the Junior Monarch. I love the party songs. I love the social commentary. I love that so many young ones came through. I love King K. You know, King K to sing Warzone last year. Absolutely enjoyed King K and Warzone. Y'all know Trinity. Absolutely loved Trinity. You know, Trinity energy on stage and vocals and everything was absolutely on point. And then Tay Tink is something that when we go along in, when we continue on in history, and we keep looking on, we can see what a moment this was with Tay and Crop Over 2022. You know, still being a school child, but having one of the biggest songs on radio for the entire Crop Over season, I think that's a extremely great accomplishment, you know, to being so young, just 14 years old at the time, I think. You know what I mean? All in having such a big tune on air. You can imagine being a schoolboy and having one of the biggest songs for national radio. All you could get that feeling. Imagine that in there, that there's nothing and no money, no crown, no award. There's nothing that can replace that feeling as a child. That's gotta be such a great feeling. You know, walking into school and your song is one of the biggest songs on the radio. That's crazy. We can't imagine feeling that at the chair, and they absolutely love that for the young ones. And speaking about song on radio, what the NCF is doing this year, what we are doing, and forgive me for saying we, but I'm part of Junior Monarch as well, you know, part of the production team, and of course you all know social influencer pushing on all my online platforms and my radio show as well. And it's got a big up StarCon, forgive me that, License and Liberty wanted something about the youth and positive. They don't give me no restrictions when they're pushing it on air. You know what I mean? And all fully sponsored through StarCom. So all is gotta be thankful for that. You know what I mean? Because it could be many things and shows where, you know, it's like it is where you gotta do bum, but it's not that at all. You know what I mean? It's like you love it, it for the youth, it positive, go ahead. That's all I hear, you know what I mean? And they absolutely love that. And so we're thankful for being part of the Junior Monarch team this year, so that when it could come on radio, the nation's number one station, you know what I mean, and let the country hear all about what's going on Junior Monarch, because it intimately involved, you understand, letting nobody times, the deadlines, the music that's to come, what we have planned. And so we're really glad the NCF gave me that opportunity, and then they have such a huge platform, you know what I mean, like a they could give out the information that majority of barbers are certainly here. This year, all you do away love is that every semifinalist, bro, getting to record a song professionally. Whoa. So, yeah, so they're working with various studios, like probably like Pernell Farley, Randy Eastman, you know, different studios. Just calling us a name. I ain't sure who the studios are yet. but they're working with professional studios. But them is my big, they're begging for them. Where every semi-finalist is going to get to record a song professionally so that we can send these songs to all the radio stations, all online streaming platforms and everywhere, so that you can get everyone listening to these songs and knowing these songs. So this year is going to be a case where coming to the finals and semi-finals, everyone is going to know the music. So in the case where this one body got the song recorded and really and hearing it, not this next person, all semi-finalist songs from the Junior Marner is going to be professionally recorded. So when the finals come, that'd be so good that you're hearing all the Junior Marner finalist songs. I think that's a beautiful thing. That's an absolute chess move by the NCF, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that so much. I'm so looking forward to being a part of that. So salutes to that. Remember, I got passes, but you know, see the message coming. I got passes for Paradise Nature Park. They're open tomorrow and Monday. And I got about 6 passes they can give away for Paradise Nature Park. You know, Paradise got the zoo and so many different animals, you know, the donkeys and different types of chickens. They got chickens that black. They got chickens that the feathers white, but the skin black. All they got all different kind of animals. All different kind of animals and a sanctuary up there in a nice cool space. They can sit down very huge and clean. It's such a beautiful atmosphere, Paradise Nature Park. I got about 6 passes to give away for Paradise Nature Park for Sunday and Monday. I actually almost forgot about them. When I'm lucky, all in, we could have keep them, yeah. And carry the wifeys or carry the friends or carry the family. But we're going to give away some. We're going to give away some Paradise Nature Park. Salutes to you. Salutes to Paradise Nature Park. We're going to give away some of those passes this evening. All in, got big up Psychotherapy Nature Barbados as well, you know, them is going there and do therapy with animals. They see them having the children that having problems, various different health and mental issues. Children going there, pet the animals, play with animals, relax and talk, and come out completely different children. You know, like, I'd be so privileged to be involved in these things or to be able to see these things or know about these things, because I never know these kind of things used to happen. I didn't know all the, like, obviously, I had an idea, but it took for granted that you can use animals and nature as part of therapy. But, like, I didn't know that it's a real thing that people do in Barbados. Like, right here in my homeland, it's something that you saw, or you would see on television or you would see on the internet. But to see people right here doing it, using nature in Barbados, using surroundings, and the workplace in the Barbados looks so good, so beautiful. Listen, Barbados, what a need to see Barbados here. And that might sound funny, all right? So much, and true, what I'm doing now, because I'm working right now in every single community. Every community now, I'm working in right now, knowing a program. And it showed me how much I don't know about Barbados, bro. There's so many different spots that's so beautiful, that absolutely so beautiful. Like this place, all down St. Joseph, this faraway spot, where, like on the hill thing, St. Joseph and St. John. I remember visiting Edgecliff St. John as well. And they look so beautiful. They don't spot so beautiful. I remember visiting a place near Peg's Farm, you know, St. Joseph as well. Like, got free range chickens and animals just there grazing freely in cage up. And the animals look so good. And the place so beautiful. So what, me in Barbados? These places that Bajans can't go, that we don't get to see. I don't know if it's because we feel they be too expensive. I don't know if it's because we think, well, too much tourists and white people there, so we ain't want to go. I don't know. Whatever reason we have, it wants to go to that reason or that something. I'm pushing for the balance of the year for us Bajans to see much more Barbados. That's why I'm pushing for the rest of the year. For us Bajans to see much more of Barbados. So I plan to push as much as possible. I want all to check out Psychotherapy Nature. I can tell a lot more about that as we coming on. It's something I saw online and they absolutely love it. So then using the animals and nature as part of therapy. So I can tell you all a lot more about that on 92.9 for sure. So you can listen out for that. I'm probably going to have them in next week, Saturday, to let them tell us all about what psychotherapy in nature does, you know, how to use the animals and nature and our surroundings as part of therapy. I'm going to be doing that for sure. So you could look up for that. That'd be quite interesting. When I know Ollie and I, we always make sure we bring different guests, various guests in all aspects and walks of life that have so many beautiful things to offer. What you can't imagine something like that. All these things happening in small little Barbados. Just 280,000 people, 11 parishes, you know what I mean? 166 square miles, you know what I mean? Just square miles. And that's not big at all. And all these things happening, that's why we need the diaspora. We need the Barbadians outside of Barbados. There's about a million of us that is outside of Barbados. We need all of you to support what the people in Barbados doing, so we can extend our reach. You understand? So like the million of you outside, you know, if you're doing food, clothing, could be fish cake batter, it could be some innovation or invention, you know, it could be music, it could be art, or apparel, clothing, designs, whatever it could be, like you outside, support us here, you know what I mean? If it's a brand, make sure you buy enough Bajan clothes, whether it's shirt, shoes, slippers, pants. If it's paintings, drawings, make sure you purchase a lot. If it's batter that is shipped overseas, exported, frozen, make sure you buy enough of them. Well, you know what I mean? Make sure we support Barbados as heavy as possible. Big up Gabby. Big up Gabby again. Let me see it. Gabby tonight. 75 not out. 75 not out. And I want to encourage all Bajans to go down there. It's starting at 8 o'clock. It's starting at 8 o'clock. And April 29th, UWAKFL under the tent. Performers, you got Bitter and Rudy Boys, Tony Grisette, Richard Stoke, Jamal Slocum, Edwin Yearwood, Anderson, Mr. Blood Armstrong. They got Mighty Griner, Red Plastic Bag, Dance in Africa, Yolan Holder, TC, Nikita. The MC is Matt Fingall. Special guest appearance by Artur Tappin and Dr. Nicholas Branca, Mike Seeley. $75 was pre-show, but it's $100 at the door. And is under the distinguished patron of the Honorable Prime Minister, Mia Moore Motley, and the Barbados Police Service Band. We'll also be in attendance. I want to tell everybody about May the 1st as well. You know, on May 1st, the National Cultural Foundation presents a cultural showcase at the Barbados Workers Unit. It's about you, family day, and picnic. You know, it's May the 1st, National Botanical Gardens, from 12 p.m. That's 12 noon until 6 p.m. And the admission is absolutely free. 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the admission is absolutely free, and that's May 1st. And don't forget, you got have Bajan to the World going on. Bajan to the World going on in Dover playing field. Bajan to the World is absolutely free as well. Go and see all the awesome semi-finalists. Go and see all the awesome semi-finalists and what they have in store. They have a lot of action going on this weekend. Tonight, Gabby at UWAKFL starting at 8 o'clock. $100 at the door. The Barbados Police Service Band, May the 1st, 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, National Botanical Gardens, Family Day, and Picnic, and it's absolutely free, a cultural showcase. You got showcases, you will have showcases in African, Afrobeat, and street dance, stick licking, landship, and maypole, tuck band, and flute routines, and all of this in National Botanical Gardens from 12 noon to 6 p.m., and it's absolutely free. I want to encourage everyone, if you know someone young in any community, any schools, any district, any village, between the ages of 7 to 18 years old, encourage them to join the Junior Calypso Marna NSF. We send out creative teams to all the schools, you know, helping with the songwriting and arranging, you know, and the performance and, you know, and so on, making sure you're in tip shop shit, sending creative teams to all the schools, you know. I will be there as well, and I'll be sharing information on all of my online and social media platforms, and all my radio shows will be sharing information. This year, I'm absolutely locked in for 2023. You know, I'm one of the ambassadors pushing Junior Marner, and one of the assistant producers as well. Big up to Mr. Kevin Moore and Aisha Mandisa. Big ups to Kevin Moore, Aisha Mandisa, who's the cultural officer for music, Ollie at the National Cultural Foundation, doing a great job. So big ups Aisha Mandisa, and big ups to Kevin Moore, who's the music officers for music, and of course in charge of this year's Doing the Monarch, and myself, Uncle Sluggy. I'll be one of the assistant producers and one of the influencers, and they want to see all of my young people absolutely entering during the morning. We got a call. We're talking to about Crop Over 2023. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Uncle Sluggy and Ollie on the inside. Crop Over 2023, what you're looking forward to, what you're not looking forward to. You call to salute any community heroes that you would like to shout out, any small businesses in your community or district or persons just doing great work. And don't forget, it's a season of emancipation show we are celebrating. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you very much, Sluggy. Well, I would say, Mayday, Mayday, you are my hero.
Whoa.
Yeah, all my peace comes from you.
Oh, me?
Thanks about that.
Oh, respect, man. I appreciate that, my brother.
Yeah, bless your love. So I was saying, Sluggy, what we can do this particular...
season?
Not for this year, because it's already done. But what you can do in years coming up, you can get an all-in-one, a show that is, you can get like Crop Over all-in-one in terms of the fact that you're able to boost the economy by boosting everybody to do, well, to do a show that would be, that would incorporate the modalities, both the Calypso, but at the same time, yes, the religious Calypso, the dancing, and even some kind of acting, some kind of film could come in there. So that at the end of this festival, what you do is that you're able to create more economy via tourism because of the fact that you're able to get a movie after. Because, you know, a book comes out, these things come out, but what you can do, that's something that is more tangible, something that has more economic benefits, you can sell that DVD for like 50 bajan. And distribute it out throughout the world after, so that they every
DVD?
Year remember finished.
What, DVD? Only, they don't use DVDs no more, buddy. DVDs.
Sorry,
then.
Sorry. It was sorry for that. No, I'm not even going to go there in terms of the whole world that people that still use DVDs. No, we can't go there. Sorry, the flash drives and the other stuff. Yes, and yeah, there's some people that use Blu-ray as well. Sorry for that. But I wanna ask you something, Sluggy, because I don't know how you feel about last week, but I wanna thank you for that conversation. I appreciate it, and that's what inspired and motivated me to call again this week. So I was just wondering, the idea that you have to find ways to give, not only give back to the community because they did so well throughout the year in their various jobs and their various sectors, but at this very important time, you would want that the particular area is covered in terms of the finance and economics, and then once that is done, then you can start anything else. You can be able to have whatever show you like, do what you do, and you are critical and crucial. You are very important, because I want to thank you for the service that you do, because in seeing you on Instagram and someone following you, you get to see all of what is happening, not only on the ground, but in the high places. So you're the man. And that's what you ended with last week. But I'll just end here, Sluggy, in terms of the fact that we have to diversify for tourism's sake. I don't know if what your view is about having also an agricultural competition where you're able to have, you're able not just to sing about agriculture, but to do stuff like what we do at Independence, like have the beginning of even, you mentioned tonight the children, even a children's show showing the importance of agriculture and our history in this nation in terms of what has been done to it. Getting the history to the
so pause there. Like, and don't run on. Don't tell me. All right, run on. We having
sorry,
a conversation.
Sorry.
Don't run on.
Yeah,
don't
go.
Tell me. Listen. Yeah. Start telling me sorry.
Well,
talk to me
you.
Sorry. I'm not your boss, your master. You owe me nothing. You don't have to be sorry to me. Be good. Forever. Pure love. Right. No.
Right.
When you say you want an all-in-one show, what? Explain to Ollie and I. What exactly do you mean by an all-in-one show? We start and I talk and we're going down. We ain't letting you run this evening. We're having a conversation with you. Can you give me your name, please?
You know me as DJ Cog.
Good. Kingdom DJ. Good. People, yes. Big up DJ Cog. Kingdom of God. Amen. God, yeah. Amen. He said he would like to see for Karpova. He'd like to see an all-in-one show. Me not in my mind thinking that that would be happening. So, like, places like Bridgestone Market, all the where they've got dancers, took band, food, clothing, agriculture, plants. Yes. You know what I mean? Everything on display. I was thinking that that's what Bristol Market is. But obviously, in your opinion, it is not, because you're saying we need a show like that. Explain to us, what do you mean by an all-in-one show?
Right. Now, Bristol Market encapsulates the marketing aspect of everybody in Barbados and most of the people that visit during that time throughout the world coming for those aspects of the festival and what it had to offer. But if throughout the festival you can do it, sorry, not it, if throughout the festival you're able to have the artist or children's perspective, like around the table discussion for like what we're doing now, actually, in terms of the agriculture, the calypso, so you have the genres of music that the Afro beats that would have came from Africa when they were slaves and now they came here, and then also the other aspect of singing, dancing and indeed acting, so that basically you have three hours to do this thing, and you record it. And you send it out. Not the DVDs. Yes, the flash drives. Yes, the technology. But where I was going is that what I want to see. Carol Roberts was in your chair, was in that position. And from my perspective, as a person outside who is only looking in, you and her are inside. So you and her will be able to better edit the idea and show the conversation to be. Where you have to further even children talking to adults, adults talking to the veterans, Gabby and Thorn, so that you're able then to have that generation link where we're linking the tradition to the present, to the future. What you're doing is that you're allowing, you're giving a piece of history, your in terms of, you can start discussion by or the however they sing, and then what happens is that you're able to give at the end that future concept of, you know, folks, we're going to do this a little later. I welcome to you Mandisa, who will now do our final piece, and that will be a wrap. And here is where the singing aspect comes in, because when you get them on stage and they're doing very well, once the lyrics are clean and once they're positive and once they tend to help the country and their own story as well, even that it will work. I think it will work well, because we don't have that at this point in time. Yes, we have the
All right, pause. Market. All right, we can put a stick there. So you are saying, in your opinion, you are saying that Bridgestone Market is not like this, because Bridgestone Market, you might have a discussion, you might have a round table, you can't have that. So you don't want to do this at events that are already happening. You want these discussions be, so you want something fresh created. So you want discussions and round table discussions plus performances on the same platform.
Brilliant. Well, you see, it's like, you know, I was I actually was a part of the Spirit of the Nation show 1 year, and I also won a bronze award at NIFCA for my piece A Tribute to Usain. Now, you see, we have complex.
You won a bronze award for your piece.
Yes, what? So was my name piece, a tribute to you saying, yes, I did.
I want to hear a piece of this. This was a song or a poem?
It was really a spoken word, but it's a poem.
We want to hear a piece of this. Give us at least a verse or no something. No, and what's the name of it?
A Tribute to You Saying.
People's A Tribute to Usain by DJ Cog, Kingdom of God, a bronze winning piece from NIFCA, you said, right?
Yeah, 28.
Let me go.
Bolt solid out of the blocks with star and stripes, taking the track in track and field to higher heights. And then it ends like, who the world will always remember his name. Houston! And I'll give you a slight piece from the middle, one of the flashier parts. From Australia back to Jamaica, all that was there was nuggets on his plate. Even then, he won the race. So that was the beginning, the end, and a part of the middle. Now, when you do that, Sluggy, when you give a piece in terms of a tribute to a great man, the track and field stadium being named after him, and him coming here, then what I'm proposing is that you get the people who would have won at NIFCA, like myself, you get the people at Karpova, what you're doing now, and you get the children to use not only Barbados, but CARICOM for our Karpova, for our festival, where both could be present. You have me doing the piece, but you also then have the Usain Bolt track and field stadium. That could be the venue. All I'm doing is I'm throwing out ideas that, yes, the concepts are old. Yes, they might be already there in terms of some of the assets of Beijing market. But what I'm doing is that I want it fused. I want a bomb. I don't want it diffused. I want a show that is all in one, all together, and you can have a area of spoken word. In other words, what we do on calendar, we start off the year, well, really with Christmas, sorry for that. In terms of we start off the year with Christmas in terms of what we do with putting Christ in Christmas. We go on, we get here, take the emancipation, and it is another big fatted calf. And then you go to independence now. Now what I would like is a little bit of Christmas, a little bit of say Christmas in July, where you have
listen to me. Mm-hmm. No, I love everyone. They do the Christmas is in October, right, Ollie? Is it mm-hmm. October 18th?
Christmas in July, I think, on 104, I think. You'll be wrong.
Listen to me. You want Christmas in Karpova too?
Well, October, the Adrian Clark sang a song Christmas in Karpova.
Yeah, that was the Sophie being slay. That was necessary about Christmas. That was Adrian being slay.
Right.
But
yeah.
Christmas in Karpova, no. We're not going too far. No.
Oh. No. Well, no problem. But why? Well, okay. Yeah. How about you put the area of our history to Karpova, because that's where it came from.
Yes. And that can work. And
right.
And I want people to remember that the season of emancipation uh-huh. falls within Karpova too. So correct. Emancipation season and celebrations should be a huge part of Karpova, and I would like to see us using the emancipation season much more and celebrating the emancipation season during Karpova.
Final point, Sluggy. I like my belly, and those slaves had to be extremely strong in whatever they were eating to survive and to do what they did to make the way for us. And because of Arab Barrow and our freedom, we just went through National Heroes Day, that, you know, your idea that put put our history, put independence, put Republican Day at Karpova. If you can merge, and I don't know if you're able to get a lot of the different different areas of people, because there is the youth, there is the adults, and there are the seniors. Now, there there has to become a point in time where this crop over.
I like that. Put a pin there. You said put Republican there.
With crop over. Yes, with crop over.
I like that idea, Ollie. You know what I mean? Yeah. In left independence, where independence is, you are saying, November 30th.
Right.
Put Republic there on August, the first Monday of August.
But yeah.
Are you saying this Kaduma there? That we saying?
No, it's the same thing. Independence, not the same thing, but the same... the same struggle from slavery to freedom, independence.
I'm asking you if you are saying to put Republic there the same day as Kaduma Day.
Oh, you mean on the calendar? No, I won't do that. Just the particular aspect of what it signifies and more events, more people.
Based on that, and this is based on Republic Day, right?
Yeah.
Celebrating Republic Day during crop over. I like that. But you're still leaving it on November 30th as well?
Yes, of course. You need to boost the economy, you need finances. Not only that, but I think that you have to know that in terms of crop over, you know, the government isn't really I'm sorry to say this, but the government really isn't. It's not going to be the same thing, and that's why I'm going to mention all of those things in our conversation. And thank you about it, because when the crop itself now is in private sector hands, it's not really for the government. So the monarch and that kind of thing is a little different. So you have to give it a different spin and a different meaning in terms of these things, because when you're dealing with the same event, they're doing it differently now. But when you're dealing with crop over, you know, it was always we always did it because the government would have been able to get the foreign exchange via the economic partnership agreement with us and those nations that took the sugar from us. But now the sugar is in the hands of the private sector. What I think very quickly that government should do, government should even partner with the private sector, sit down and discuss how the private sector can give us an even bigger and sweeter summer festival where crop over is not rebranded or anything like that. Just is given what we did just now, Snuggy. When it was given different ideas for the private sector and government, and for the people to be happy in a way that, you know, like how it says, it's more than a contribution, it's their lifeline. Well, that national insurance scheme, that would be our insurance based on the fact of the government now, as they go forward past sugar, that crop over stay and remain strong, but that the government will be able to implement different ideas come up, as the different vagaries of life come up for the government, that they're able to do that. So thank you very much.
No problem.
Sluggy, before you go, right?
I
just tell you as an observer.
It
warms my heart
to
listen to this gentleman who I know is a constant contributor to Down to Brass Tacks.
Oh, he is?
And I know that you love Down to Brass Tacks.
Yeah.
So it warms my heart to listen to the two.
I love Down to Brass Tacks.
You got to get to that.
Everything, but I love it for different reasons, so I won't be misconstrued, you know what I mean? I love it because my fire in me be burning for one of the callers. Brass Tacks callers are extremely special, and I would love these days to host it so I can tackle one of them. Because I know you're all on Brass Tacks says things that amaze a man like me, and there's nothing that surprises me. Like, a bomb could blow up right so they may don't get scared, surprise name. But Brass Tacks callers raise my blood pressure in a way that I like. You know what I mean, Ollie? And that way Ollie say he know he love it. So I would love to host Brass Tacks one of these days for sure. Don't mind it, know it can be a ding. Don't fight and battle with me. Wanna love me, so wanna know it can be all good fun.
Well, Mr. Dan, I think that's the reason why they call it Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Because as you weave and go through, yes, we sometimes we may make bold statements, but you're always better here for it.
As we're talking about, man, people, that is CJ Cog Hold on.
I didn't want him to go anywhere, man.
But he said, listen, 434-1780. 434-1780. You could call in right now.
Please.
Salute a community hero. You could call in. Let us know what you're looking forward to for Crop Over. Or call, let us know what you want to see happening again during Crop Over that you miss so much. Is any events that you absolutely love that was phenomenal, that you think could be a good family event that we should all know about, calling. Remember, this is season of emancipation that we're celebrating. Salutes to all my people locked on over there at Corey's Closet. All my people locked on at Corey's Closet listening to Biz and Rhythm and Rhyme. I absolutely love winner. Thanks for the support. They say they open tomorrow. They got Reggae on the Hill going on. Forget all about that. They got the May Day celebrations. 25% off store-wide. 50% off the sale bins outside. If you call Sluggy name and say you love Sluggy and get extra 5% off, that's my special. Big up Corey's Closet. 23% off everything in the store. And I went there yesterday and check it out. These prices are absolutely cheap. It is a good spot for everyone. The whole family, a good community. You could carry in $100 in their apps and get a whole outfit. You see, they got Levi jeans, Ollie, right? And they wear Levi's because of the quality. And again, Levi's in free promotion. So don't get tapped. But I see they got the jeans at 70. Original Levi jeans at $70. The cheap man like me. A poor man like me. Mm-hmm. You know, a struggler like myself.
Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Dunn like me. $70 for a Levi jeans. I think that's a great price. So I got a salute winner. And when they listen to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme all the time. So you know when they're going to get special love from Sluggy. You know when they're going to get special love from Sluggy. Because they're all locked on. It's supposed to be closed. Now we ain't closed and we're listening to Sluggy. I love that. I absolutely love that. Oh my gosh. We haven't offered DJ Cog tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets here. Paradise Nature Park. Thank you. I appreciate the love. But well, we got a couple tickets to give away for Paradise Nature Park. 434-1780 Paradise Nature Park. You can carry the whole family. Yeah. And it's not time limited. All you, what they just mentioned and tell me is that you could carry the family there. Children could pay $15, adults $30, I think. And you can start the whole day, Ollie.
Mm-hmm. As one of the most mannerly and respectful callers, DJ Cog, if you could give us a call back. You know, you can give Mr. Dan and I a call back at 434-1790. He is
Mr.
so respectful.
Mr. Dan.
Give us a call back and get your ticket.
Shondira, big up my sister in Shondira. I have Paradise Nature Park tickets given away. So a call. 434-1790. 434-1790. I got about 5 tickets to Paradise Nature Park to give away. We could go and check them out on social media. And I absolutely love the support that you're all showing, Uncle Sluggy. I absolutely love it. Remember, you could join my study group with the NTI. NTI.org.bb. You could join my study group with the NTI. NTI.org.bb. We have over 5,000 free courses. Over 5,000 absolutely free courses. NTI.org.bb. They are not time consuming. The courses that are not time consuming. You don't need. There's no data or Wi-Fi charges at all. No data or Wi-Fi charges. And all courses are absolutely free. Just go sign up with your email and start a course today. You could join my study group. I'm looking at a number of courses. I want to look at social media management. I want to look at money management. I want to look at the AI and VR. I want to look at the robotics. I want to look at coding. There's a number of courses that I want to look at. And then in about 20 of these courses that I'm going to be doing in the summer, I want to use St. Leonard's Boys School. You know, I want about 100 boys when the week come, and we all doing a number of courses. And these courses are by all accredited and approved universities all over the world. The government of Barbados pays through Coursera to make sure you have courses from approved and accredited universities. And then they offer the courses to us for absolutely free. So I think it's only fitting that it's something that I speak about a lot, and it's something that I push and promote because it's learning in a different way. You know, you could be on the block saying don't on your phone and spend a 20 minute or a half hour looking at a course that will absolutely improve your mind. It's all about transformation, and you can learn where you are and we can reach you where you are. So big ups to the NTI. Over 5,000 free courses, and that's for everyone. Over 5,000 free courses. Hi, Oliver. Aunt Sluggy, where's Paradise Bar located? Paradise is not a bar. I'm so sorry, sir. Hold on, Ollie. Paradise is not a bar, sir. And just in case you all don't know, I don't drink alcohol. I don't believe in alcohol. I know it's not nice to say because sometimes the alcoholic beverages was push millions of dollars into advertising, but I burn fat on alcohol. So if you hear me pushing Paradise, you can absolutely guarantee it's not a bar. It's a Paradise Nature Park. Paradise Nature Park. You know, it's a Rasta man. So nature and then things is me. You know, it's Rastafari. You know, no shame. You know, no judgment. That's just me. Paradise Nature Park. And it's where Ocean Park used to be, Ollie. You know where Ocean Park used to be right there in Christchurch? Is that complex. And it's open all weekend. It's open tomorrow, Sunday. And it's open Monday, bank holiday as well. Probably about from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. $30 adults, $15 children. And you could come pay and stay the whole day. It's a wonderful venue because I see they got outside a lot beautiful, like for weddings and functions and so on. Absolutely beautiful. And thanks for the message, though, sir. But it's part of this nature park, not bar. No, it's Rastafari. So burn pure fat and alcohol. Paradise Nature Park. Paradise Nature Park. And they have 5 tickets given away. 4341790. 4341790. Big up. I want all to go and check out psychotherapy. You know, I want all to please go and check out this place that I saw. They're doing therapy with the animals and so on. A place named Psychotherapy in Nature Barbados. Psychotherapy in Nature Barbados. See them doing therapy and therapy sessions with animals and nature, which I think is an absolutely beautiful thing. And next week, Saturday, we will have them in as guests to speak all about what they do. We have a call of people, sorry, and they call us and Uncle Sluggy, shut your mouth, dude. 4341790 every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station, not 2 or 3. The nation's number one station got the most numbers by miles by far. We are number one. That's something I absolutely feel proud of. Be a generator, my right, Uncle Sluggy. Let me go.
Good night.
Good night.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm calling to get one of the tickets, please.
Well, listen to me. You called to get one ticket?
Well, you say you give me 5, so I thought that only one call would give me one ticket.
Hello? It is one ticket, yes, but I'm giving you 2.
Okay, thank
you. Is you and the husband or you and the grandchild?
Me and my husband, and today is our anniversary.
Listen, today's your anniversary?
Yeah, my husband's birthday, yeah.
Is your husband's birthday too?
Yeah.
What? Can you give me his name? Go give me the full name if you don't want all the ladies rushing in here. I know you don't want no trouble, but you could just give me your first name.
Philip? Yeah.
And where are you from?
Husband St. James.
Husband St. James, and your name is?
Vonda.
Vonda, what's your favorite song, Vonda? What's one a wedding song?
Sacrifice.
Huh?
Sacrifice.
What's sacrifice? There's no sacrifice. That? Simple world.
Yes.
To us better, baby.
Yes.
In a separate worlds. Because there's no sacrifice.
Hey, you sound
no
good.
Sacrifice. No sacrifice at all. Happy anniversary, man. A happy birthday to me, man. That's what we're talking about. I love this moment. How much years you celebrating, married?
23 years.
How much?
23.
Oh, my God. That's a long time thing. That's a very long time, man. 23 years married? I hope that one day could be saying that too. You know, I want to get married very soon.
I hope so for you too.
I want to get married very soon. You know, I get too much extremes again. The old girls and the young girls. You know what I mean?
Which one you gonna choose?
Shh, I don't know. What was your advice? I's 41. What's your advice? Marry the old girl. Marry the old girl or the young girl?
One that you was with very long. Yeah, what I was with a long time.
The young girl. But not alone. We would call alone late. Not alone. A year.
You know all of her moves and everything already.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Right.
I'm so glad you talked to me. You know your name is Vonda, right?
Yes, please.
Well, very good. So we're glad Vonda called. Ollie, Vonda gave me some therapy today. So the one that I know all of her moves and move swings, so that I know well I could tolerate her in her words. That's why
right.
It's good to know she moves.
Right, learn all over again.
You. I didn't study that. I'd be honest with you, I wasn't studying like that. I was just studying who I like. But no, you got to study who I can't tolerate in at their worst.
That too, yeah.
Right, so you know, put a different spin on it. So sorry, yeah. Old girl is a young girl I choose, and an old girl is who met me choosing a young girl, so I blame Vonda. Listen, Vonda, listen to me, right? Ollie,
yeah.
We are giving Vonda 3 passes. You, your husband, and who else?
My grandson.
Listen, you, your husband, and your grandson. You, your husband,
yes,
and your grandson.
Right,
and
yeah.
Your husband's name is?
Philip Jessamy.
Oh, good. Good, Philip Jessamy?
Yeah.
Good. Right on our name, Ollie, Philip Jessamy. Con Dang, got 2 people with that ID. Philip Jessamy. So, Philip Jessamy plus 2. I can put that?
Yes, please.
Oh, good. Philip Jessamy, Ollie, put that plus 2. Paradise Nature Park. We got more calls. Absolutely love it. Vonda.
Yes, please.
I thank you so much for calling. You hear me? People listening to me. People listening to me, it still make me feel good because you want to know my story already. Hardest rebel from the ghetto. So I feel so good that people is actually listening and calling. You know what I mean? That's my heart. So I love you. I love you for calling.
Make your night.
Yes.
I always listen to you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. This is Vonda. Yes. Where you say you're from, Vonda?
I'm from St. James.
Big up, Vonda. Vonda Ollie from Husband St. James, and today is her anniversary, and today is also her husband's birthday. They'll be going to Paradise Nature Park absolutely free. Vonda, thank you very much. Please give Ollie your number off air, and I'm going to call you ASAP. Please give Ollie your number off air. Ollie, let's get the next caller. Good evening. Welcome to Beer Gen Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy Uncle Sluggy on the nation's number one station. Let me go.
Good evening to you. How do you do?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, yes,
you know,
please.
What I would like to see?
Yes.
I would like to see Ellen Royce have a, you know, one of those tents. Her tents.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're going cruising, them like cruises on like the Asian Queen of Jolly
Rogers and that stuff. Oh my God, girl.
Yeah.
Listen.
I would like to have.
You know,
like
it's like calling Spanx and a hand. You know, like calling Spanx and
like
a hand and
plastic bag. I would like
and
to see plastic bags.
Talk to me.
And
talk to me.
And blood and
them. Listen to me. Them. Listen.
Veterans, right?
More like calls. No problem. Listen to me. Those are not in. You know, hurt my heart. Them ain't anything. That's big show.
Listen, this is what I like to see, right? Not competition. I would like to see Gabby and red plastic bag and blood and PC and and the other fella that got the long hair from St. John, right? All of those, the old time Calistonians and things.
So no youngsters?
And the rest get together and put all these people on one of those night cruises, yeah? And as the boat go, they do the performance and thing, carry them out there, so let them have a good time and come back in. Yeah, that's why we like. And I know a lot of tourists and things will go instead of just got them in a sitting down area.
Yeah,
you understand, so they could go and dance to the songs and that type of thing, right?
Yes,
I like to see that, and I would like to see, you know, like the old band designers and stuff like that, you know, like the late Winston Jordan and Gwyneth Squires and that sort of thing. You know, they got the Blue Box band that's come out first, right, in Kaduma.
Yeah.
Hello?
Of course.
I would like to see another band come in there, like the tribute to these people who develop Crop Over and stuff like that.
Well, here we go. You know, that's a good thing. That's good
and
to
they
hear.
Can have it in, they can have it in different sections and stuff. You know, Winston likes to come out late, right?
Betty West this year paying tribute to those people. Betty West this year is paying tribute to those people. So you all can look out for Betty West Crop Over Band this year, you know, paying tribute to persons like
so
Bag
bring
and
them,
Gabby.
They can bring them after the Blue Box Band, the Blue
Blue Box Car.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I
absolutely love that.
Like, you know, the costumes that they news, you know, like from beginning, well, they can't do that now, right? But, you know, at least a piece of the costumes from each band put in the museum so that people will actually see the history of Crop Over the years and that type of thing.
Yeah. Nice. I love that. What's your name? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Velma Austin.
Velma Austin.
I'm a caller bastard.
Oh, yeah, brass hats people today, Ollie. But that's a good thing because it won't host brass hats. So, no, you don't hear from that.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Those are the three things that come to my mind.
I love that.
Right now?
I love that.
And I enjoy.
All right.
Velma, stay on the line. I'm going to take your information.
Hello?
Stay on the line. We're going to take your information.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to Beja Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy Uncle Sluggy and Ollie Pondy Control Towers every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. on the nation's number one station. Let's go. Good evening. Good evening, Ollie. Pass through. Let me go. Good evening, Beja Rhythm and Rhyme, 6:30 p.m. Yes, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm great. You called to speak to Sluggy or Ollie, or you called for the tickets to Paradise Nature Park?
I'm wondering if we can hear it.
Pardon me? Say that
again.
Sorry,
there. Can you repeat what you said? Sluggy, before you go, I must ask Velma Austin if you could give me a call back, please. The phone, unfortunately, was disconnected. Velma, right. Please give us a call back. Go ahead, Sluggy.
Ollie, this is Constable Weeks from the band. You know, their producer, they did an original number. Ollie, Ronnie put it in system as yet. Running up on your system as yet. I have a make sure you send it to RonnieClark@StarConNetwork.net.
Miss Yes, Weeks, it was saying. Yes.
RonnieClark@StarConNetwork.net.
Yes, please.
Okay, you can make sure, because Ronnie's not saying it, you can make sure Ronnie see it and make sure Ronnie play it. Can you tell us quickly before you go the name of the track, who worked on the track, and what type of track it is, and what should we expect?
Well, the name of the track is True Architects. It was worked on by members of the band. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have Constable Sharif Bang. She's the soloist on it.
Oh, nice, nice. That's my girl.
There's also a trumpet solo that has been played by Constable Kevin Lynch.
Lynchy, that's my boy. That we're talking about, 11 Hot Song. Uh-huh.
The backup singers will be myself, Constable Tanya Moore, and Constable Roach.
Oh, nice.
That's it's Nick, kind of like,
Nick Roach.
Yes, Nick Roach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look out for some big stuff coming from him this year for a couple of us.
Yes, I love that.
It's basically talking about our core values and our force motto. And it's the start of trying to like bridge the gap between us and the community.
Uh-huh.
I know it may take more than a song.
Uh-huh.
But saying that the service is a part of the band is a part of the community.
Yes.
Outreach like of the fourth.
Correct.
It was fitting that, you know, the song be written, and it was dedicated to not only the police officers that lost their lives in the line of duty, but our own Sergeant Sergeant Newton Lewis, who would have lost his life tragically in 2020 to go back.
I love that. I absolutely love that. If I can ask you quickly, Miss Weeks, if I can ask you quickly, why did you name it True Architects?
Because as police officers, we go there every day, uh-huh. And sometimes we are teachers, sometimes we have to be EMT, sometimes we have to be psychologists, you know, sweet. We're everything to everyone.
Yeah.
When we are going on all calls of service, and mm-hmm. we're actually true architects. Sometimes we are the line between someone and helplessness.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose the name of the song, sorry, so that people will understand that we are here to, you know, help them. Shh. And, you know, to kind of like bridge the gap. It has to be a partnership.
I love that.
Us. And the public. So we are
listen,
true architects.
Tell her that again. Tell her it have to be a what?
A partnership.
Yes.
Between the public and us.
Yes, it must be a partnership.
We're here to build it. Yes, we're here to build it. We're architects of it. So the song is the beginning. Ooh. Of it. It's supposed to be a
we're
music
to build
video.
That partnership. I like that. That is deep. True Architects, Ollie, that's the name of the song. Again, make sure that I get into the system before you leave Starcom. Please make sure you also forward to bimgottalent@icloud.com. bimgottalent@icloud.com. Please forward that to me right now. Please forward to me right now. Let me make sure personally that is in the system so we can play that before the night is over. My boy Ollie. Ollie, you on to what time?
9 o'clock.
Ollie's on till 9 o'clock. So we still got about an hour to go, Ollie. We still got about an hour to go, Mrs. Week. So make sure you forward that to bimgottalent@icloud.com as well. So before Ollie leaves, you can make sure we get that playing system. True Architects, of course, yes, want to know. I ain't got to tell them. Want to know again, play that nonstop. Want to know how we can do. I ain't got to tell you that, Miss Sweet. So you know how sluggy I got you.
I know,
True Architects, always a bandsman. Always. Always. Once a bandsman, always a bandsman. You know that my family forever want to stuck with me. Want to stuck with me is Winner Fall, and I love Winner to Death. Sherry Benn, vocalist. Kevin Lynch, the trumpet soloist on the track.
And it was arranged by Andy Williams, deputy director.
Yes,
music,
yes.
And our own bird, Andrea Blackett, would have produced it.
Oh, Andrea Blackett produced. Andy Williams, yes, who please. We all know, did a lot of award-winning songs for Anthony, Gabby Carton, Rasselli, and a whole host of different people who won many crowns with Gabby for Pity Crop, and won the top arrangers in Barbados. Also used to be the conductor for the Pity Crop Festival Band as well. Also the deputy director of music for the Barbados Police Force Band, and he's the arranger. Salutes to him. Biggest to Andrea Blackett, the producer. Kevin Lynch, the soloist. Miss Sweets, the writer of this track. Keep up the great work. True Architects, we all can look for that nonstop.
And our director of music, because he is behind this project 110%.
Well, I know Lynch. I know Lynch, he's back in it. And I hope that you're off next week, that you could come in the studio, let me play, let me talk about it and have some fun. I really hope that. My door is open to you. As you know, I'm saying this on air publicly for the world to hear, 6:30 p.m. on Saturday. My doors and my platform is open to you and everyone involved with the track. If you want, we could come too. We could play the song. We could talk about it. We could have some fun, you know, like, for all time. See it, Miss Weeks. Please,
we would have come today, but I'm currently at a concert, a band concert, so I just...
Yes, and the band is back in, and you understand, and the band is back in Gabby as well tonight at UE.
Yes, and another one is doing a concert for Warriors.
Ooh, the band back in half tonight, boy. Band split in half.
Yes.
The Barbados Police Service Band. The best band in the world. If it wasn't for the Barbados Police Service Band, it won't be on air now. That the truth, it won't have the knowledge they have, and the platforms that I am no privilege on would not be open up to me. I just had to say, well, that's my experience, 16 years, and I'm automatically accepted everywhere. So I don't take that for granted. So I, like Miss Sweet said, once a bandsman, always a bandsman, and that's my family forever. I'm sorry, and my platforms open up to you all, especially. It's not open up to everyone all the time, but the police band, Ollie, the police service band, that's being real, you know, you don't mix matters. It's not open to everyone all the time, so don't call our aunts. But for the police service band, I have a special place in my heart, and my doors open all the time. And I hope that next week, Saturday, your all jobs, you all aren't too hectic, that we could come in, sit down, and have a conversation. And Cropoving City coming up as well. So
yes,
we can
first
we,
of
right
June.
The 1st of June. So we have a lot that we can talk about.
Well, I'm not on that committee, but I was sure to drag along someone who's on that Cropoving City
right
committee.
That we're talking about. That we see why you love you. That I know you got me covered. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday. Ollie, don't think we can take any more calls after this. Ollie, if you can end with this call, you know what I mean? This is a good vibe. I heard my sister, you feel good that Miss Sweets got the call. And you know he love you, don't care what. You know he got a special place for everybody involved. Lynch Man is my man, direct. Sherry Benn, big ups to her. Big ups to you. My boy, Blackett. And of course, we must shout out the director of music. We can't end this without saying thanks to the director of music, because obviously, you need his permission, his love, and his support, so that you, because he was in the band, and they being really know how it feel. So you need your love and support from the director, so that you can feel comfortable in doing this. You know, you can feel like, shh, are you doing this? And they like it. So the more them support you, the more you will love it. So,
well, it's supported all wrong. And
that we're talking about. That we're talking about.
Well, Sluggy, we've come to the end of another great program.
Yes.
Voice of Barbados.
Every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Next week, you can look out for the police service band, some representatives coming through and having a conversation with me. Ollie, thank you very much for controlling the towers. When you can look for Miss Sweets coming through next week, Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Big ups to my boy Ronald Clark. This was Uncle Sluggy, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, the nation's number one station. I'm out.